Good morning to the Interbet team. Bravo, Polycrack, but at the same time, 4 o'clock starts a new IPL game. Should be a lot of fun, but let's get into this race meeting. 8-race program. 16:25 first race. Open maiden, 1200 meters. You know these are a complete waste of time. Prince Jasper is your favorite and never been on the poly. Got top weight to carry. He's got to give lumps all around. Don Magoo will run well here. Now carries 50 kilos and drawn one. Owner of Creation. This horse is back in an open maiden. Now, when he ran in open maidens, he ran 3 times on the poly and ran second in all of them. Big player. He gets 4 kilos from Prince Jasper and then maybe Imperial Valor. So I'm going to put a few in the first leg of the bipod. Race 2, maiden plate, 1600 meters. Absolute two-corner contest. Vian Spirit and Vixen's War. And I think they'll fight it out. My slight preference is Vian Spirit. I think that she'll be better over the 1600 meters, although Chad Little and Glenn Cotson in great form. I'm going with Vian Spirit slightly over Vixen's War. Race 3, open maiden 1800 meters. Look for Noriega to improve with a 1.5 claim. Only carries 51 kilos. Devil's Peak's got a big problem with 61. Fire Force. Second favorite. Never run well on the poly. Run 3 terrible races on the poly, although stable change. The 2 Cotson runners look like the big players. Gimme Truth, Chad Little, second run, looks like an improver. And then Wonderful Tonight, got 2.4 running second last time, but gets a 2.5 claim. That should give Wonderful Tonight a huge chance here. Look for Katrin to maybe improve number 11. Race 4. Class 4, 1900 meters. Psych, my top choice. As this filly goes to the front, she'll be very hard to beat. She's never been on the poly, but she does show pace. That's a huge, huge plus. Sasha's Dream got a chance. Fine Wine loves a poly, but got to overcome a wide draw. And Prom Queen always runs on. Race 5, Class 5, 1400 meters. I'm going to go with McHardy, but only slightly over Lulu the Legend and Professor Lupin. So I think you actually need 3 horses. Race 6, 1400 meters, and this is a class 5. Joshua Hotsnake shows a lot of pace. Indecent Proposals, your favorite at 5-2. Ultra Quick's got form. Trippy Silk being backed in, and that looks like a player. Pleased to see you. Definitely got a chance. La Ultimo in with some sort of chance as well. Tough race. Race 7, Class 4, 1,200 meters. Rainbow Reward might be the answer at a big price here. This is my each way of the day. Well drawn at 2, gets a 4-kilogram claim, who is very useful. Needed his last run, wasn't a bad run at all. Bank Street, another one at a big price, worth putting in. Master of the Desert, who knows whether this will go on the poly, but should do. Dejan Lowe gets to ride at the Master of My Face, do like the poly. And then Freedom Fighter and Red Bomber come in with some sort of chance. Race 8, Class 4, fillies and mares, 1,200 meters. Gary Rich holds a key here. He's got 2 very good runners in the race. Torn Surprise, got to have a huge, huge chance. And De Flucker, they're the 2. But there are others that have got chances. What a Star, Candace Bass's runner. Magudwa gets a big chance on this. This will go well. And then Saragossa Cat. I can't believe the price of this. I'm sure there'll be support for it. Got real ability, this filly. And a stable change to Tini Prinsloo might do the job. The Mellow aboard that, that's always a big plus. Captain Ventura got some sort of chance with number 11, Kwawesi.